Start 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge just handed down the longest sentence yet in Mississippi, a fourth former deputy getting 40 years in prison for the racist torture of two black men last year. The victim's attorney, Malik Shabazz.
Never before in the history of Mississippi has it occurred where white law enforcement officers have been held criminally accountable for anything.
A federal appeals court is still weighing whether to keep a Texas immigration law blocked or allow it to take effect. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen defended it today at a hearing in New Orleans.
Texas has a right to defend itself, and under any plausible reading of that right, at least some applications of SB 4 are constitutional.
No changes today to the federal interest rate, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news.
All three major stock indexes closed at records today. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss offers a blunt assessment to the effort to recall him from office.
The people who organize this are so out of touch with reality, and I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again, they are morons.
Voss tells a WIS Politics luncheon that convicted felons were among those who signed off on petitions with hundreds of duplicate signatures, misspelled addresses, and missing information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. When you head to the polls on April 2nd, you'll see two questions on the ballot. The first involves cutting off funding from outside organizations, and the second bars anyone that isn't an election official from helping conduct any election in the state. Question 1 would push the Wisconsin Constitution to prohibit any level of government from applying or accepting non-governmental funds or equipment for election administration. To put it simply, they won't be able to accept money from any person or outside organization, no matter what it's for. Question 2 is something of a formality, focusing on election officials themselves. This wouldn't actually make anything different since it's already a state law saying only public officials can administer elections. The change would simply add it to the Constitution, making it much harder to overturn later. And if you haven't registered to vote yet, it's not too late. Just head to your county clerk to register or do so in person at your polling location. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another win in spring training, this time 8-5 over the Guardians. Willie Adames with a home run. The crew with a four-game winning streak host the Giants tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin's Kyle McLennan named goaltender of the year by the Big Ten, one of five Badger players recognized by the conference. College basketball. As players announce they want to transfer schools, the Badgers' Greg Gard trying to get his team ready for March Madness Friday night.
We're managing it. You have to do both, and you have to focus on preparing and winning on Friday. So, yeah, we're monitoring the portal. My phone buzzes. We have a staff text thread that goes that every time somebody of importance, I guess, or of the noteworthy, not every portal entry ever would be a, I don't know how many have happened today, but there was almost 500 yesterday. So, yeah, you stay on top of it, and we're in contact with people because you have to be, because it's the landscape has changed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with wind still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds out ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'd like to call this one the Make a Deal with the Devils Wednesday edition. Welcome to it, fella. All right.
Thank you, Crudy. Good to be with you. Rich, working hard on the board. Appreciate you, man. Of course, our fair audience. Happy hump day. It's hump day, right? Happy hump day to us all.
Happy hump day to you, sir. The headline at the Hill at this moment. I want to start here. Plenty of theatrics. Little news from the latest House hearings over Hunter Biden's business dealings.
We're still doing that?
I would say there's some news. There's a little news there. And in fact, the Hill catches on pretty quickly. But, you know, from the how do we impeach Joe Biden sort of news? No, that's been a nothing burger. But here is how the Hill reports it. House Republicans held another hearing today to continue their probe into Hunter Biden and his business dealings, hoping to link potential corruption with the president. But little new, other than heated arguments, emerged from the House Oversight Committee's latest display. Now, here is the only new news, as they see it, Dom. Lev Parnas. We talked about that guy. He was buddies with Igor Fruman.
Loving Igor, man. Or is it Igor?
And they were buddies with Rudy Giuliani, right?
Yeah.
And Rudy really was pushing this whole narrative that Hunter Biden was being paid off. And of course, the old man as well, they are being paid off by Burisma. Lev Parnas today in sworn testimony. I've watched it live, Dom. Lev Parnas, a convicted former aide to Rudy Giuliani, named members of Congress, specifically Rojo, U.S. What? Senator Ron Johnson, and Rep. Pete Sessions. And he did point out Rep. Pete Sessions, a Republican. He was in the committee hearing room. He's like, Pete Sessions, right over there.
He pointed out
that he accused of doing the bidding of Russia by attempting to dig up dirt on President Joe Biden during the 2020 campaign. He also took aim at other conservative media figures. And we've got the sound. And I think we should play it for the audience, Tom.
I think you're absolutely right, Crudy Rich.
These false allegations peddled by corrupt officials Jimmy and Russian Rask. Agents and promote and amplify them here in the United States, in our political system. Weren't media groups skeptical of your claims?
Most media groups, I'd probably say all except for Fox and a few other right-wing media groups, didn't want to take any of the information, and that aggravated Rudy Giuliani and John Solomon and other players. And the main group that was being pushed through was Fox, Sean Hannity, and some other media personnel over there. But then there was also other people that were doing the bidding for the Russian people in Congress, like Senator Ron Johnson, like Congressman Pete Sessions that sits here right now, that was with me from the very beginning on this journey into finding up the digging dirt on Joe Biden.
The journey? What is this, an adventure?
What Lev Parnas effectively said is that this was Russian disinformation from the get. We knew it the whole time, or at least Rudy did, and he was more than willing to disseminate it, to pass it along, and there were some more than willing to comply. Guys like Sean Hannity and Ron Johnson, of course, our own U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I thought we had more sound from Lev. We got one more sound bite? Let's play one more Lev Parnas giving testimony before the Joe Biden impeachment hearing today? Question mark. Play it for the people, Rich.
At what point did Mr. Giuliani begin working directly with Russian agents and Russian assets, individuals who would later become sanctioned by Donald Trump's own Treasury Department for spreading propaganda and disinformation against Joe Biden?
It was sometime in probably around May, June of 2019.
Were you aware, was Mr. Giuliani aware that these people were basically just doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin?
Absolutely.
So he had no hesitation about spreading lies that were concocted by Russian agents?
As long as it fit the narrative, absolutely not.
Oof. Well, I mean, he's a convicted felon, right?
Former aide?
Yeah, you can't believe
or
everything.
Or an unindicted co-conspirator if you're referencing U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, come on. Any no news. I haven't seen anything on Ron Johnson responding to this today. Now, let's not forget, a few years ago, Rojo spent the 4th of July in Russia. And, of course, he's been full on with this whole issue, overturning the election, engaging with the false electors, and then, of course, promptly lying about it. But these are some very serious allegations. You talk about elected members of Congress doing the bidding of Russia. So says Lev Parnas. Now we should give them all the opportunity to explain their positions. I'd like to hear it.
Dominic, you recall when Johnson was running for re-election, there was a senatorial debate, him and Mandela Barnes. And during Wisconsin's final Senate debate, and this was reporting from 2022, Thursday night, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson made a comment that surprised many in attendance. The FBI set me up with a corrupt briefing and then leaked that to smear me. Now, the corrupt briefing was that Ron Johnson was basically, disseminating Russian disinformation coming directly from Russian agents. That's what Johnson is being alleged to have done here. And if we believe Lev Parnas, and certainly he's not without, he's not above reproach, let's put it to you that way, but I don't see what would motivate him to lie to Congress at this late hour.
At this point, under oath, already after having, done his time.
After already having done his time. So, effectively, Dom, this was a Russian disinformation campaign. A little bit more here from the Google machine. Senator Ron Johnson's investigations involving Ukraine had become a conduit of Russian disinformation. Wasn't there a Senate report that came out and basically said the same, that him and Chuck Grassley were doing the work of Russia for them?
A bipartisan Senate report, I believe.
Well, Ron didn't sign off on it, but Ron Johnson defended himself on a local Wisconsin news station saying, "What have I published? What have I reported on that is not true? That is any form of Russian disinformation?" Well, your whole Burisma story, Ron, it doesn't hold water. This was Russian disinformation that you dissembled and had U.S. hearings and went on Fox News and told everybody about, Ron. That's the part, the less than factual part, the lies about our president. That's the part, Ron. That's the part I take issue with. And maybe if it was, you know, if your own gullibility or whatever, but, you know, is he going to tell us he was duped by Russians? Well, I didn't know any better.
God, man. He was warned by
it was
the
Trump's
FBI.
Attorneys. You know, they told me it was okay to do this. It wasn't a second, a minute. Certainly not with prior forethought, like allegedly happened with the false elector scheme where the Jim Troupas and Kenneth Cheesebro document dump would demonstrate that Ron Johnson fully briefed on that matter more than a month before the execution of the coup plot. Oh, yeah, no, he denies that as well, Dom. Strongly denies.
And let's not forget, of course, President Trump was impeached for trying to leverage arms for Ukraine to do me a favor, though. Need you to dig up some dirt. And Giuliani was over there. I mean, they were working this angle. They were working this.
Ron Johnson was over there. He was a witness. He should have been compelled to testify in Trump's first impeachment hearing. Let's not forget, those dollars had already been allocated by the U.S. Congress. Ron Johnson told us on the Devil's Advocates, came in studio and told us that money's been allocated. I've been encouraging Trump to fund.
To release it, yes.
To release the money, and that's what he went over there and said. But it is my strong inclination that he was part of the pressure campaign against Vladimir Zelensky. You know, you want these missiles, going to need you to do a favor, though. And what was the favor?
Dig up dirt on Biden
on the Burisma issue. So, the chicken's coming home to roost, Dom. Lev Parnas calling out our U.S. Senator.
But is it? I mean, is anyone else calling out Ron Johnson besides Lev and the Devil's Advocates? I mean, come on, Ron Johnson. I mean, there's a lot of things. Ron was over there. The things that Ron has said during the debate. What has he said on our show? His actions from then till now. Is any of this? I mean, does anyone care? Does it even matter? I mean, Ron Johnson just goes around like happy-go-lucky guy. Oh, I can't talk. I'm on my phone. No, you're not, sir. We can see it. I mean, it's an absolute embarrassment to sit, but to have a Russian stooge like Lev. Remember, he was working with Rudy. He was part of the plan. He was part of the conspiracy to, you know, shovel this disinformation and lots apparently willing takers. So long as it fits the narrative, we'll roll with it. Oh, we got the Hunter Biden thing. Our one of our witnesses arrested for lying to the government. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, you were warned about it before? Yeah, we let him on anyway because, you know, we just need someone to support it. We need someone to say it. So if someone else says it, then we can say it. We can talk about it. We can rail on it on the Fox News. We can write about it in the New York Post. We can have all these discussions about things that are not actually happening. As brought to you by Lev Parnas, one of the conspirators.
Here's what Ron said during a radio interview in December of 2023, Dom. In an interview with radio talk show host John Katsimatidis of the Katz Roundtable, Johnson said the war between Russia and Ukraine is not a fair fight, citing Russia's nuclear weapons. You think, Ron? Ah, damn it, I've lost my place. Sorry, it's lost to history. I'll bring
guess
it back.
We'll never
it's
know.
That important. I guess we'll never know. That is clever, Dom. I like how you tease me like that. Come back, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ron,
come on.
Is he a Manchurian candidate or is he a dupe? Has he been duped by the Russians?
Or recall Ron? Can we recall Ron? We can recall Ron, right?
Russian Ron. You can
recall RussianRon.com.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The greatest radio show ever. Drop the mic, period, exclamation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open always for you, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, more news of Ron Johnson, this a little dated, couple weeks. Ron Johnson, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, had an unbelievable explanation for voting against the bill to send aid to Ukraine. Let's forget Russian. Ron has not been a big supporter of the Ukrainians. You know, not a fair fight and all, because the Russians have nukes, Dom. So, you know, why arm them at all? Just negotiate a settlement and give them Ukraine. That's Ron's solution.
I mean, problem solved.
The Senate early Tuesday morning, this about a month old, this coverage, passed a $95 billion aid package, which dedicated $60 billion in assistance to Ukraine, but not without objection from some Republican senators, including Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who filibustered through the night. Johnson's objection: certainly not the $15 billion of aid to Israel, also included in the bill, or the decoupling of border security funding after Senate Republicans killed the bipartisan border deal last week at Donald Trump's behest. Instead, Johnson was apparently swayed to vote against the bill after Vladimir Putin's interview with Tucker Carlson. Johnson, in an interview on far-right news network Real America's Voice, explained that while Putin is a war criminal who is obviously not telling you the whole truth, his conversation with ousted Fox News host Carlson was very interesting, according to Ron, and that an awful lot of what Vladimir Putin said was right, accurate, and obvious. Again, this is our senator saying this. Putin won't lose. He will not lose. He's not going to lose, Johnson repeatedly warned in the interview just hours before he voted against giving more aid to Ukraine. Echoing Putin's talking points, Johnson also baselessly claimed U.S. economic sanctions against Russia threaten the supremacy of the U.S. dollar by forcing Russia to trade with foreign currencies. We talked earlier, Russian Ron, when he arrived back from the Soviet Union in 2018 in July. Well, he came back and said, you know, I think the U.S. is being way too hard on Putin for meddling in the 2016 election. That was his conclusion then. What's his conclusion now, Dom? Without referring specifically to the $60 billion earmarked for Ukrainian military aid, which has divided Republican caucus for months, Johnson inveighed against so many people in Washington ignoring Putin's comments, making people believe that Ukraine can win. Well, not being taken over is a victory of sorts. Not being destroyed as a sovereign nation would be victory of sorts, don't you think? Are they supposed to pack it in, Ron?
Just give up, you know. I mean, democracy, who needs democracy? It's not us. It's just, you know, others that are in the way, you know, defending what Europe from Russia continuing its war.
Ron, he's really made some questionable decisions, has he not, Dom? One must wonder, you know, whose ruples are he spending?
Of course, unfortunately, can't recall Ron. He'd have to be expelled by members of the Senate. But I want to throw back this one, Curdy.
He could be impeached, in other words.
August of 2020, the Senate Intelligence Committee released a final report on its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Hell, it only took 4 years. finding numerous contacts between the Trump campaign and Moscow posed a grave counterintelligence threat. Senator Marco Rubio, he was the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said, "We found irrefutable evidence of Russian meddling," directly refuting Trump's repeated assertions that Russian interference was a hoax perpetrated by Democrats.
I don't know why they would, though.
And as part of that, and I haven't read the entirety of this because we know this was a bipartisan Senate committee saying this. Manafort is apparently slowly thinking about getting back into the fold, man. Manafort was the campaign manager. Manafort, the guy that went to jail, the guy that worked for a bunch of Russia, Ukrainian-backed
Russian.
Come on,
Russian. He's been pardoned? He's been vindicated through Trumpian pardon? He's not in jail anymore?
The Senate Intelligence Committee report found that Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's presence, quote, created opportunities for Russian intelligence services to exert influence over and acquire confidential information on the Trump campaign. Manafort worked for Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska and other Russian-affiliated Kremlin-affiliated Russians to mount influence campaigns. Where, Crudy? Where? In Ukraine. And in the process, also hired and worked with Konstantin Kalimnik, a former Russian intelligence officer, the report said. The committee obtained some information suggesting Kalimnik may have been connected to the GRU's hack and leak operation targeting the 2016 election, referring to the Russian and military services by its initials. The U.S. intelligence agency said the hackers working for GRU were directly involved in breaking into the Democratic National Committee's servers, as well as breaching the email of Podesta Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. And let's not forget, Manafort shared Trump's campaign internal polling data with Kalimnik prior to the 2016 election. And in the months after November of 2016, Manafort continued to work with Kalimnik and other Russians to, quote, undermine evidence that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Manafort's high-level access and willingness to share information with individuals closely affiliated with the Russian intelligence services, particularly Kalimnik and associates of Oleg Deripaska, represented a grave counterintelligence threat. And that guy from this report in 2020, released by the Senate Intelligence Committee, chaired by Republican Marco Rubio. Well, what do you think about Manafort coming back into the fold now? This is a continuation, man. This thing has always been going on. And as things fail and people get caught and they come up and they tell their stories, you know, a little bit leaks out here, a little bit leaks out there. But I want to get Ron Johnson. Man, what do you say about this, Ron? You okay with that? Obviously you are. You're peddling this. And to what end? How does this help the people of Wisconsin? One bit, Ron Johnson. Literally. How does this help anybody except what? You and your side and trying to drag down your political opponents? You have nothing better to do than go to Russia on July 4th. Isn't that America's birthday? Used to be. Now it's Ron's Russian reunion day.
Well, when the FBI tried to tell Ron, when they tried to warn the man that he was, you know, being misled by Russian operatives.
Oh, you mean those hippie liberal FBI agents that were obviously on the take of, you know, doing the bidding of the Dems because they're so known for that?
Well, Ron at the time said the FBI is setting me up. They're setting him up by trying to warn him that he is being the willing conspirator with Russian operatives in a dissemination campaign of false information about Joe Biden. But of course, you know, if it's about Joe Biden, well, that's just what them trying to suppress the truth.
It's more the chaos, man. And this is what our adversaries seek. Us sitting here spinning our wheels, wasting time in Congress, you know, getting into the heads of the Republicans to what end? It's for chaos, man. To make it harder to make us, you know, go after each other, these political levels. That's why they did their information campaign. That's why they did the social media stuff. That's what it's all about. And you're helping them, Ron.
Well, you talk about convicted felon Lev Parnas. You know what he was convicted of? Campaign finance violations. Giving too much money to candidates. And he's buddies with Ron DeSantis. DeSantis didn't live long enough for us to find out how much.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11:06. Then we talk sports balls with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is giving out about $4 million in grants to help employers train thousands of workers in construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation jobs. 22 companies are using the money from the Department of Workforce Development's Wisconsin Fast Forward program to train more than 2,000 people. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon to rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Stevens Point Police Department confirms the 61-year-old man has died following an assault. It happened late Friday night when the Portage County Ambulance Service was dispatched to the city parking lot number 16 for a man lying on the ground. Police said the victim was Donald Mitchell Jr. He died the following day due to his injuries. Police have now arrested 20-year-old Brandon Boehm after he turned himself in to probation and parole in Wausau. 18-year-old Christian Emerson was arrested on Monday and has since been released on a $50,000 cash bond. Police continue to look for 19-year-old Arlen Sangster and 19-year-old Damian Kitzrow. Right now, the Portage County District Attorney's Office and the Stevens Point Police Department are working together to investigate this case. But there are a lot of unknowns, including who is all involved and who witnessed it. The Portage County District Attorney says all four suspects are from the Wausau area and were out for the evening in downtown Stevens Point. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Lando Calrissian fans might have something to look forward to. Donald Glover told Variety he is working with Lucasfilm to turn the Disney Plus series Lando into a movie. Glover played young Calrissian in 2018's Solo, which underwhelmed at the box office. So naturally, they're going to make a film centered around an even lesser-known character, hoping for success. If you're wondering if the original Lando, played by Billy Dee Williams, is supportive of the talented young Glover taking over the role, he is. Sort of. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Williams, 86, says the two had lunch together recently in L.A., and he says Glover is a delightful young man and extremely talented, but went on to claim he created the Lando character, telling the media, when it comes to Lando Calrissian, there's only one Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase tonight. Lows will drop to the middle teens. We'll have light north winds. A mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Snow developing Thursday night could be heavy at times. 3 to 5 inches expected by Friday morning. It's 30 at our studios.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Make a Deal with the Devil's Edition. That's what I call it, Dom. And talking about devils, Joe earlier today brought to my attention, there was a resolution vote in the House of Representatives, Dom. And this, again, on this topic of Putin and the Ukrainians. And there were certain Republicans who voted against condemning Putin's illegal abduction of children. They're taking the Ukrainian children. They're bringing them back to Russia. They're stealing their identities, their sovereign identities. Here is what's being reported. I'll get down to the why, the who and the why I bring this up in just a minute, Dom. In a rare, massively bipartisan vote on Tuesday, the House of Representatives passed a resolution condemning Russia's illegal abduction of thousands of children from the Ukraine and holding Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible. The final tally, Dom, 390 to 9.
Nine?
All nine no votes were Republicans. Shocker, right? So let's get down to who the nine were. Andy Biggs from Arizona, Eric Burleson from Missouri, Warren Davidson from Ohio, Dom's girlfriend Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Higgins from Louisiana, Thomas Massey from Kentucky, Matt Rosendale from Montana, Chip Roy from Texas, and wait for it, Dom, Toxic Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin. The congressman from the 7th, and you can hear us there on multiple stations, Dom, but he voted against condemning the Russian efforts to steal children from Ukraine.
And it's up to them. I mean, what could there possibly, was there a poison pill in there? I mean, come on, only nine Republicans of all the Republicans. It was only nine. And one of them, of course, had to be Toxic Tom from Wisconsin.
And one of our fine listeners, Joe from Madison, called Tom's office today to wonder why. And she said the shiny staffer that answered said, well, I have no idea why Tom would vote against that. Let me get back to you. Let me take a number. And probably never get back to you, I would suspect, Tom, because that's a pretty indefensible position for Tom Tiffany to take. I mean, if you're not against the Russian kidnapping of Ukrainian children, does that mean you're for it, Tom?
It's hard. It's hard to say. Maybe there's a middle ground or there's some gray area we're not aware of. Like maybe they're stealing the children and then, giving them a really good education. See, that's okay. Giving them some vouchers and putting them in school.
It seems so ridiculous that we're talking about, the Russian-Ukrainian thing, not because it's not still going on, contrary to the, perhaps the attitude of Ron Johnson, because he just already have the Ukrainian surrendering.
Yeah, I mean, come
on.
Can't
win. Surrender already.
Freedom for us. Freedom for me, but not for thee. I mean, come on. But here's what I don't understand. Senator Johnson was over there supporting them, right? He's, according to what he told us, encouraging Donald Trump to provide the money, right? Unencumbered. That was what he said.
That's what he
claimed.
And
now, that's what he claimed. Well, and it's hard, of course, because Ron Johnson is a proven known liar. Let's just say it. He's a proven known liar.
Tom.
Walking next to
a
journalist pretending to be on his phone. He wasn't on his phone. He can't prove it. He wasn't on the phone. He was lying to try to get away from, some questions that he thought were inconvenient. What? Like, how long were you involved in the attempt to overturn the election in this country? Minutes? Seconds? Hours? Does it even matter? If you drove the getaway car, Ron, you were involved. So it's just a continuation. I think, the greater issue with all these little bits and pieces that we talk about, and you got a great memory, Crudy, but you look over the timeline. What does it really come down to? It comes down to sowing chaos and distrust amongst the citizens of this country. And when people like Ron Johnson and when news, quote unquote, entities like Fox News or when even, Sean Hannity or the other guy that was at the Hill for a while, they go out there and they peddle this. For what? To what end? Well, for Russia's end, it helps and encourages them, because we're sitting here bickering and fighting over what are the facts and what are the motivations and who did what and who. And while we're sitting here jumping from, you know, one foot to the other, Russia's over there just, you know, trying to slaughter Ukraine.
Well, and
that's okay. Steal the children. That's fine. No problem, says Wisconsin Republican Tom Tiffany.
Dom, it is my strong inclination that the right-wing infrastructure, and I mean guys like Sean Hannity and John Solomon.
Solomon, thank you. That was
they don't give a rat's patoot if they get it wrong. And they don't care if this information, I mean, Lev Parnas gave testimony under oath today. Oh, would the press accept these Russian disinformation stories that Joe Biden and his son Hunter were on the take from Burisma? Well, no. Accepting Fox News, those outlets to the right of Fox News, and Sean Hannity, right? It only works if you got an outlet, if you got a way of going to smear the president or the elective campaign of President Joe Biden, now President Joe Biden. But this time frame, this effort, of course, this was to find the dirt to kill Joe Biden before he beat Donald Trump at the ballot box. That was the underlying effort here.
Which happened. And it was a safe and secure election. And they tried to overturn it. They tried to steal your vote after they worked with our foreign adversaries to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Then they tried to steal it. I mean, you know, when you put it in these terms, it sounds really bad.
And then Hannity would have John Solomon come on constantly on his radio show, on his television show, and they would go out there and they would use this Russian disinformation to besmirch the president through association with his ne'er-do-well son, Hunter. But now we're in the midst of an impeachment, right? This is supposed to be an impeachment investigation.
Oh, Joe Biden. That's right. Okay, that's right.
Even Fox News host John Roberts is starting to ask people, okay, Tony Bobulinski, this supposed colleague of Hunter Biden's, he gave testimony today. This guy seemed like a real meathead. You know, I'm not running him out there as my star witness, but Comer and the crew on the Republican side of the House investigation, well, they're running out of witnesses that aren't in prison, right? Currently, or headed there. So anyways, this Bobulinski guy went on Fox News immediately after his appearance on at this hearing.
This was a former or would be associate of Hunter Biden.
Yes. And he said effectively, they were selling access to Joe Biden. They were selling the Biden name. They were selling the Biden brand. And John Roberts said, well, clearly, but what evidence do you have to link this with crimes? What's the crime here? You know, some family member selling access to the old man, peddling influence. Well, that's the way things are done in Washington, sadly, Dom.
But it's not
a crime. Sure. It's not a crime to say, you know, who get my
$2
dad
billion
is?
From the Saudi fund, like Jared Kushner. That's not a crime in and of itself. I mean, even though he has no experience in what he's getting paid to do, that in and of itself is not a crime. You're right. It is kind of dirty, kind of weird. I question it, especially considering what Bonesaw did to, you know, an American journalist. But that being said, those things happen. I mean, Billy Carter was selling Billy beer. You think Billy Carter had anything other than his brother to help him sell the Billy beer, man? I don't think so.
Dominic, at a Wednesday House Oversight Committee impeachment hearing, Rep. Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, directed questions to Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani. Following Khanna's questions, former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski, hijacked Rep. Brian Donalds. He's the black Republican from Florida. Time to complain. Here's what he said. Congressman Donalds, I'd just actually like to spend 20 seconds. If you've noticed, Congressman Khanna scurried out of here very quickly, and I'm actually disgusted as I sit here that he didn't address me based on the fact that I'm sitting here in front of the world trying to testify
to the truth, he remarked in October 2020. I have messages I'm willing to produce to both the Democrats and the Republicans that say Roe kind of sent to me saying you've always demonstrated to me that you're nothing but an honest with the highest integrity individual. Okay. Bob Alinsky referred to a BlackBerry phone that Republicans have refused to subpoena. I have extensive emails with Congressman Ro Khanna in 2021 and 22 where I begged him and his staff to sit down with me and look at my BlackBerry phones that the Democrats are so focused on to hire forensics experts and go through all the factual information I had, he complained. So the fact that he did not even address me and then scuttled out of here is disgusting to me. Sorry, Mr. Donald. I'll answer your questions now. The congressman did not appear to be pleased, so we're going to have to come off of that because we're at 3 minutes, 30 seconds. They only get five, right? So you used a minute and a half of the guy's time before you even let him ask him a question. Let me talk to some ranted and raving before I answer your questions.
That's what they do, man. You got to rant and rave. You only have 5 minutes. You know, you don't have hours like the devil's advocates to get your shot on Fox News.
They don't have me back on Fox anymore, Dom. Never had you on Fox, but they don't like me there anymore. Apparently said some stuff about their lack of January 6th coverage. They don't care for the truth over there.
Yeah, they never asked me, Curdy. They probably thought that I would say no.
844-967-2789. Looks like the phones are working. Let's get to them. Tom from Madtown. Thanks for your patience, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I heard Joe calling Toxic Tom's office, so I thought I would give it a try. And I got the one guy there who actually talks about issues. I don't remember his name, but he said Tiffany and those other Republicans didn't vote for that resolution or that bill because it called the invasion of Ukraine a genocide. And they said, oh, we can't possibly call it a genocide. So that's the reason they didn't vote.
How many dead people before you can call it a genocide, I wonder?
That's a good question. Maybe we should ask Ron Johnson.
How many Ukrainian children can be taken away from their families and taken to a foreign country as hostages before, you know, you feel like the vocabulary words are fitting of your emotions, Toxic Tom?
Well, I don't know, maybe there's a small division between ethnic cleansing and genocide.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary, Tom, says that genocide is the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. I think that kind of fits the definition from the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, but then the Republicans will just call that elitist that you use the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, it's so woke of me, Tom, to read.
Appreciate your call, Tom. Let's try to sneak one more in here while the phones are working. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark. I just called Tiffany's office, and it didn't even identify itself as Tom's office. It just Tom talking away about something, so I left a message what I thought of him. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous that they do not have – does Putin have compromise on all these people? How many Republicans does he actually have compromising information on that they're all wet in their pants because that information might get out? Because they took an oath to uphold our Constitution, and they're supposed to stand up for us, not stand up against a dictator like Putin. It is just disgusting. I mean, Ronald Reagan must have already spun out of his grave and went flying off into outer space. He's spinning so damn fast.
They're doing it for the Gipper, Mark.
Mark, when you see the R behind their name, you thought it meant Republican. But it really means Russia.
Oh, I mean, it's hard to imagine. I get the point, Mark, that you know, the Russians would have all sorts of dirt on all sorts of people to that kind of degree. Tom Tiffany? I mean, what? Tom, you know, they're murdering people and taking their kids. I mean, you should vote against that.
Don't call it genocide, though. No. I don't like your phraseology. More devils.
Terrible. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, Badgers. Spring is right around the corner, and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Always welcome you here on the show at 844-967-2789. Phones are up and operational. Thank you, fellas, for doing all the hard work.
Some are more welcome than others, though. I want to clarify that point.
Okay, man.
Got a problem with some of you people. I'm checking the text line. Ron Johnson is a nutball. Well, that's about the nicest way you can put it. Here's another one. Ron Johnson is a clown. Another question. What about Comrade Stein? I think she means Jill Stein. This one coming in from Lynn in Oconomowoc. See the 2015 picture, and Stein had millions for the Wisconsin recount. Yeah, what say you, Dom? Was Green Party candidate Jill Stein in on it?
Wasn't there the picture of her at the table with Putin?
Yeah, I thought it was her, Putin, and Michael Flynn or something.
Flynn, yeah, among others.
Someone, Jeff, our pal from Sherwood, trash talker on text and in real life. Jeff says, Toxic Tom was confused on the referendum vote, probably in a hurry for a fundraiser. Didn't realize what he was voting for. Oh, I suspect he did, Jeff. And then someone said, you know who my dad is? Do you know who my father-in-law is? No, not really. Oxford Dictionary. Sounds very European.
First thing that came up.
967-2789. You got a problem with Webster's?
It didn't pop up first on my Google feed, man. I'm just saying.
Oxford. Like, I want to know what the English people have to say about anything. I'm American.
We speak American here.
I want an American dictionary. Less words than ours. 844-967-2789. Charles from Green Bay. Welcome, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Awesome. How you doing?
How about you, man?
And it's a good phone hookup, so we're good to go. Hey, you're talking about Ron Johnson. All right, let me give you a story. This is a factual story. All right, first of all, my wife was having some difficulties with her Social Security. And so I called Ron Johnson's office, got no response. I called Tammy Baldwin's office. 72 hours later, I got a message from her saying, call back and ask for so-and-so. Within 3 weeks, the problem was solved. I called Ron Johnson 53 times over the course of the last term that he's been there. Got one response, and the guy finally called me after 53 times.
And what'd he say the one time? Stop calling me?
I don't know, but all I know is this. Is that's how much he cares about Wisconsin. He doesn't give a damn. Period. And with that, you guys can have fun.
Appreciate it, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, man.
I was unaware. I have a son who is eligible for Social Security because he has a lifetime cognitive disability. He's on the autism spectrum. And he's doing good, and he's in a adapted college program. But my wife applied for Social Security for this kid when he turned 18, and he's over 20 now. And
seems like a long time to wait for a decision on whether or not this kid is disabled. And, you know, he was diagnosed at like 2, and he certainly progressed, but he certainly has limitations, which should leave him in the disabled category. You know, I don't relish saying that, but that's the facts. It's been over 2 years. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't know what to do about it. And I never would have considered in all my life call U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to solve any problem. No. Like, I'm sorry, Charles. I never would have thought about that. But
I mean, perhaps if you wanted to change your tax code for your pass through to a corporate rate instead of a personal rate, then Ron's your guy.
Ron would be very helpful, but it always helps if you send Ron a check first, you know, like the widow Hendricks used to do. But here's what we did. My wife and I actually approached Mark Pocan's office as constituents and said, Mark, can you help my son out? He also lives in your district and is of voting age. And they did, much like Charles's story. Yeah. We actually got a lot of results. And what we found out is somebody down at Social Security had my son's file on his desk and he must have quit. And the dispensation was never determined and it was never forwarded. So it's been sitting on some guy's dead desk for like a year and a half.
Right, right.
And without the efforts of Congressman Mark Pocan, I don't know that he would ever get an answer. That would be problematic because he might need those services at some point in his life, like while he's attending a very expensive college.
Right.
You know, it's only been 2 years. You know, if mom and dad weren't helping out, this kid would be living in a cardboard box on a street corner if had to wait for the state to help him out, the state being the greater state, the federal government in this
federal
case.
Government. And thanks for the call, Charles. And that's a good lesson, a good thought. Again, the self-governance, they're literally here as elected representatives to represent us and help us in these kinds of in issues. Now, I'm not saying they're going to, you know, come out and jump your car, but what is the point of having a representative if all they're going to do is, you know, I don't know, travel to Russia and, you know, crap on the other political side? I mean, what has Ron Johnson done for his constituents other than, you know, a couple $100 million for the widow Hendricks and the U lines? I mean, he's got two very, very expensive friends. And the rest of us, you know, here we sit like Charles calling the guy 50 times to try to get an answer. I mean, that's appalling. I mean, for real, if you're an elected official, and even if you got crazy people calling you all the time, I mean, doesn't everyone deserve a call back? If you were in business and people were calling you and you didn't call them back, probably wouldn't be in business very often. But for some reason, that becomes an acceptable way of, quote unquote, doing business. It's not business. It's governance. It's representation. And you're failing at your job if one of your constituents has to call you 50 times, Senator Johnson.
And just for the record, the few persistent callers that were calling while our phones weren't working, it's not that we lack for constituent services. We're here to help. We want to help. We'll do what we can. We'll put you on the airwaves. We'll let you talk a little trash. That's what Dom does each and every day here. Come back with us. We'll take more phone calls, more than we were, because now we know the phones are working.
Yes, we're
it's
good
not
to
like
go.
Ron Johnson's office. We'll get to you.
We promise.
844-967-2789. And if you're patient, each and every one of you gets your, you know, 30 seconds to 2.5-3 minutes on the Devil's Advocates today. But, you know, as I mentioned before, some of you more welcome callers than others. You know who you are, right, CJ? You know. 844-967-2789. A happier, happy hour. Make a deal with the Devil Wednesday edition. We rolling into it.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Moranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Attorney Malik Shabazz is praising his clients, two black men who were racially tortured by six